Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to Facebook Live here on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon in March. It is the second Tuesday of March. It is the 8th. Welcome, everyone, to Facebook Live here this afternoon. This call was originally set up as a live conference call in 1998 at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 o'clock Pacific, 5 Eastern Standard Time. And then eventually it became a 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 Pacific live conference call called More Heart Than Talent. And that live conference call had thousands and thousands of people on it over the bulk of the years of that. That conference call went on for at least 18 years. So the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent mindset call at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And some of those calls are recorded live and archived in the back office of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. And I have just created a new website and have hired Beth Devine, who is frequently on the Facebook Lives, to do my SEO search engine optimization. So if you'll see, I have a brand new website and some new products that I will be launching in the very near future. Good to see all of you here this afternoon. Hello, Heather. Hello, Aaron. Hello, Cassie. Inga, good to see you. Brian, Carl, good to see you. Beth, who I just mentioned, Beth's name, who is the SEO master of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, has joined us here this afternoon. And the topic for today's call is releasing the addiction code. So every, like 5 weeks ago, I did this syllabus right here. And this is the syllabus for what becomes the email that goes out right here, releasing the addiction code. So I put together 7 points for each and every call. And right there is the each and every live, and that is the syllabus. And the first, number one, 1 through 7, number one is committing to change, why we do what we do, letting go, acceptance, forgiveness, and gratitude, being clear, being honest, changing your story, and living sober in recovery consciousness. Now, when I'm talking about sobriety, I'm not specifically talking about alcohol sobriety. I'm talking about emotional sobriety. Now, alcoholic sobriety is one situation. Emotional sobriety is the foundation, the fundamental foundation. Can you go one day at a time without being critical? So that is a key question. Debbie Fair just said hello from Lake Havasu, Arizona, California. Debbie is a long-term client of mine going back to 2003. So that the question today is, are you capable? Will you commit to being emotionally sober one day at a time and putting back-to-back days together in a process of letting go? So as you commit to this, as you accomplish the one day at a time process, did you make your bed today? Did you brush your teeth? Did you exercise at a set time? I mean, this is just a simple discipline that most of the world avoids. And if you're one of the law of the few people who are able to commit one day at a time, to letting go one day at a time, to following through on your commitments one day at a time. Do you have a list? Do you finish the list daily? I mean, this is all components of emotional sobriety because it means that you can commit. If you don't commit, then you're not committed. I mean, in a gray world, this becomes black and white. Nash, good to see you this afternoon. Erica Anderson, good to see you. And Don Pryor, also good to see you this afternoon. If you just joined in, the topic for today's Facebook Live is releasing the addiction code. I have spent 23 years coaching on this topic and 33 and a half years of my own understanding my own addictions, meaning cause and effect, why I do what I do, and then being able to facilitate those same situations with other clients of mine and other people who watch and or following me. As the more and more mandates are lifted, there's a higher probability I will go out and speak in the very near future. South Carolina, Montana, Los Angeles, somewhere on the East Coast, somewhere outside of New York City, I'm sure I will speak. But I've spoken 1,035 times. I've delivered 1,035 keynote speeches. So that's a lot of repetition and experienced in that modality of delivering content in a live audience. So there's I do it over and over and over and become skilled at that specific skill. So the skill that you're teaching yourself to master, it's a reflex, the skill of commitment. And commitment shows up in your language style. If you're not committed, you will say kinda and guess. I did a 20-minute call right before this call, and the young woman said guess and kinda at least 30 or 40 times in a 20-minute call. I mean, it's very common. I showed her, I pointed this out to her, and I showed her how this becomes commitment avoidance. I guess, I guess, I guess. The American, Canadian, and Australian populace is not aware of how words are law. They might have read it or heard it, but to be able to live it is a commitment. And that is what begins the process of change. Change is not difficult. Change is new. Change is a new experience. But if you keep doing what you're doing, if you keep dating the same men, dating the same women, if you keep going over to your parents and relatives and subjecting yourself to the same set of critical advisors, people who are passive-aggressive, narcissists, who are perpetrators, violators, and constantly criticize you, and you stay in that energy, then you will keep recreating the same situation to fulfill the same set of feelings. That means you require healthy boundaries. This begins the addiction code. The addiction code is based on a series of events that we hold on to. The events that happen in our childhood, they are our personal reality that becomes our personality. So that's where the term personality comes from, your own personal reality. It's what your belief is. And in a sense of certainty, if you are certain that you're the world's worst procrastinator, then you have created that outcome. If you are certain that you are late all the time and you continue to voice it, speak it, and create it, then you win. And winning in this game is really losing. And if you continue to do the same situation over and over, you will create the same outcome that fulfills disappointment. This is the addiction code. Very few people grasp or understand this. Addicted to disappointment. Well, why would I want to be disappointed? Well, it's not so much that you want to, but it's become a conditioned behavior. This always happens to me. I'm always late. The men I attract, the women I attract, no one answers my phone calls. I've spoken to 100 people and nobody bought from me. Well, this fulfills the addiction code. And this is what happens to so many good people. And they don't understand this. They don't understand that there is a payoff. And for you to ever break through, it requires rigorous honesty. And that is step number one in any 12-step program. It's a surrender process. You accept, you acknowledge, you begin to understand that this is why I do what I do. And one day at a time, I am committed to changing this. But if you live in this wonderment state, this doesn't make sense. I don't understand this. Why do these people do this to me? Why does anyone buy from me? Because you're not skilled at it. Because you keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. A woman said to me, "Dave, I'm so pissed off at what's going on in the world. I'm so pissed off at the gas prices." I go, "Well, and how is that serving you? I mean, I understand that you may not be, it may not make you happy, but being pissed off at it and creating rage at the machine is not going to be the solution. I mean, I'm very patriotic. I understand what's going on behind the veil. I'm very aware of what's going on in the world, but getting pissed off at it is not going to create a result for me that will take me out of flow. Getting pissed off at it will take me right back to feeling violated." And when there's any trauma-based mind control going on and you're not aware of it and you just keep your steep succumbing to it, then it just continues to compound. And what happens in an addiction code is there a tolerance. And the higher the tolerance, the more difficult it is to release that tolerance, because the adrenaline cortisol becomes so constant that fight or flight becomes a way of life for a large percent of society. Being overwhelmed becomes a way of life. And if you are one of the few, the law of the few, who are on this Facebook Live here today, Nicholas, good to see you. Nicholas Stroop is on today's Facebook Live. Nicholas is 17 and at present is the youngest coaching client I am coaching. I'm coaching him and his father. Jimmy Miller has joined us, 20-year-plus veteran of New York Fire Department, New York PD. Scott Lucas has joined us. Good to see all of you here this evening, this afternoon. Cassie and Henry. So those of you who have coached with me, you've heard me say this over and over and over. And the over and over is the repetition and experience. This is the very reason that people coach with me 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, sometimes 7 years. Not because they're difficult. Not because it takes that long. Because it requires whatever requires for you to let go. And for you to let go is a skill set. And it can't be mastered by standing outside of the let go door. You have to be able to open the door and step on the inside of it. And the more that you are able to let go and separate your feelings. Now, what does that actually mean? It means this happened to me. I acknowledge it. I forgive myself. I forgive the perpetrator. I forgive the narcissist. I forgive my boss, my manager. I forgive the world. I forgive the universe. and I let go. And in letting go, it means that there is forgiveness, and that forgiveness creates a separation. And then in rigorous honesty, you own your role. You own what you did in the situation. You begin to become very clear at why you do what you do. You're able to create healthier boundaries for yourself. You're no longer stuffing your feelings in the kitchen cabinets. You're not hiding food and sneaking food. You don't have a separate credit card hidden away from yourself. You're not compulsively debting, buying, or gambling. You're no longer hiding alcohol in the cabinets, in your cowboy boot. I mean, you're no longer pathologically lying to yourself and others. It's rigorous honesty. It means you're becoming the person you're capable of being. And if you have a lot of debt, you address it. You own it. You don't file bankruptcy on it. You begin to pay it off with profit dollars. And in the laws that govern money, you begin to step out of poverty consciousness. You step out of debt consciousness. You step out of a dialogue with money that isn't conducive to the creation of it. You move out of lack, and you stop talking about how expensive situations is. The price of gas. I understand the price of gas. The price of gas is the price of gas. I mean, you have to step into a place where you're responsible, your ability to respond. And understanding why you do what you do, well, there's a series of events that create what's called a trauma bond and panic patterns. Then we recreate these feelings over and over because our body remembers the event. We may have repressed the event, but our unconscious and our body remembers it. And then the body reacts to the stimulus. Why we do what we do, this begins to explain the phenomenon of why I chronically avoid success, why I chronically avoid my sobriety, this begins because it would change your identity. It would break the trauma bonds. Well, I want to do that. Well, if you really wanted to, then you would actually step into the commitment of it. A want is not a commitment. A want is it's an idea of, but it's not the commitment. There's no vision in a want. A want is it's a need. It's like, I need it. Well, it means there's an attachment. When you're committed, there's not an attachment. It means you're committed to the commitment and you don't know the outcome, but you'll create the outcome because you're committed. And when you're committed, then you're not commitment phobic, you're commitment conscious. And when you cross that bridge, then you won't be denied because you don't put a time frame on that. And if you're not putting pressure on yourself. Someone said to me recently, I want to end the month of this with X number of dollars of profit. I go, well, that's great, but that's not going to happen because there's no momentum. It's a goal that's so big you can't achieve it, and it'll just lead to your disappointment. Set a smaller goal that is achievable and accomplishable in a 90-day time frame or a 6-month time frame or a year time frame that is realistic. Realistic means honest. But when you're a big deal chaser, a big talker, and you don't have big action, then that's what leads to disappointment. And if you're not willing to pay the price, then you'll pay the pain of regret. And unfortunately, that is what most people do. They say to me, well, how did you get there? And I don't even tell people how I got there because they wouldn't do what I've done. I don't expect them to. But when I start telling them my commitment, they go, oh, I could never do that. Well, that's up to you. I'm not telling you to do what I do. I know what I do, and I keep doing it over and over. People go, when are you going to retire? I go, when I have the money to. That's when I'll retire. Well, you've made all this money. And I go, I didn't. Well, that's true, but that doesn't mean that I have a passive income stream that I can walk off into the sunset. So assets that don't pay dividends are assets. I'm looking for ways to create revenue and dividend streams that compensate me so I'm not trading my time for money. And so once again, this is a skill set that you move into. And so this means understand, honest, not being pissed off and not saying, oh my God, with all the money I've made, I should be further along. No, you shouldn't be anywhere other than where you are, because if you were, you would be there. And this is why it's important you don't compare yourself to other people, because you have no idea what they've done to be where they are. And some of the people you compare yourself, many of them are worse off than you are. You just don't know it. And you're actually in recovery. And some of these people that you idolize and some of these people that are stars and rock stars and whatever they are, they have more fucking problems than you can even possibly imagine. And many of these people have bought and sold and they're owned and they're handled. And you're free. You're in free enterprise. You have the ability to create results in the free market. And it's going to be your responsibility to step into the power of that. and stop complaining and being sensitive and defensive and being disappointed with where you are. It's going to be your responsibility to be comfortable with where you are. That's acceptance. And that's a component of mastering your emotions so you understand the addiction code. The reason you're addicted to a set of feelings because of the events that happened in your childhood that were unpredictable, that were scary, that were overwhelming, the violence you encountered, the sexual abuse, the men and women coming and going. I coached a woman whose mother was an addicted gambler. She would go to a casino and leave three children in the back seat for hours. And the children were scared that they'd get found out. And so when they're scared as children, they're going to be scared as adults. And this explained the phenomenon why the woman is scared to start a business. Because of these events that shape the feelings that become a neurological condition that is a behavior. This is why if you haven't coached with me, you deserve to, because no one can break this down like I can. I've spent 70,000 hours one-on-one coaching, understanding the addiction code. And I'm not talking about the 12-step program. I'm talking about how the events create the feelings that create the emotions of anxiety, fear, and doubt. And the anxiety of fear and doubt are driven by anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, apathy, and pride. And it's apathy that is one of the biggest deterrents to most people's success because that's the rock bottom emotionally. That's despair, despondency. That's the secret suffering and the silent suffering that so many people do behind closed doors. It's the happy face and the rock bottom energy that goes on behind it. And then there's alcohol and food and compulsive debting and all the other situations that lead to low self-esteem. The most important accomplishment is that you accomplish being your best self. That's esteem. And that is not going to come from the money you achieve. That's going to come from the person that you give yourself permission to be. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is the present. And now is now. And the more you live in that now state of consciousness, you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. Dana, thank you for that great compliment. Ron Ziegler, good to see you. Susan Dampier, always a privilege and pleasure to have you on my Facebook Live. Susan is an exceptional human being and a woman I highly endorse. And I endorse all of you because you are all exceptional. And many of you are coaches and speakers and influencers and producers and business owners. And you're in a process and you're in recovery. And we're all connected by the same situation in the universe. We seek to become more. We know we have it within us, and we know we have that inspiration within us. We're in this process of evolution, and all of you can be that person. I mean, I'm a perfect example. My rock bottom, there were a few of them, but my rock bottom of rock bottoms was a wheelchair in a heroin clinic weighing 114 pounds. I stopped eating, not because I was anorexic or bulimic, because I didn't want food to ruin my high. Makes sense to an addict, doesn't it? So I wouldn't eat because somehow eating would taint the alcohol I was drinking. So I forgot how to eat. I forgot how to cook. I stopped buying groceries. Besides that, if I tried to cook, I would black out, and I might set myself on fire or burn the apartment down. I mean, I became so despondent that despondent became despondent. So that's a rock bottom no one has to experience. I'm not looking for any sympathy or a handout or a hand up. I'm just sharing a story that you don't have to do what I did. And it was so exhausting and not worth it. The pleasure is never worth the pain. So when you cross that bridge, when you've mastered your emotions and you understand what the addiction code is a reflex. It's a series of reflexes that put you back into a position of fight or flight. And then you're fulfilling feelings of being a child when you were scared, when you lived in unpredictable circumstances. And the body that reacts to stimulus recreates the situation until the trauma bond and panic patterns are addressed. That's with the longer breath cycle. That's with acceptance, rigorous honesty, forgiveness. And then you put back-to-back days together of emotional sobriety so that you are no longer the panic patterns and the trauma bonds that you grow up in. So as you begin to address this daily, you create a new tolerance. You start to create a higher tolerance to consciousness. And in that consciousness, the tolerance you're creating is you understand more. You have a deeper understanding. You have a tolerance of awareness. You have a heightened awareness where you hear the buy signal. You hear the twigs snap in the forest. You hear the buffalo coming over the hill. You become very skilled at understanding your opponent, your ego. You understand your enemy, and you learn to keep your friends close and your enemies closer because you begin to understand them. You stop underestimating people, going, I don't understand. This doesn't make sense. And it's your responsibility to understand why people don't buy from you, why people don't go on a date from you, why people don't go on a second date with you, why people quit the business that they joined you in. It's your responsibility to understand why other people do what they do so that you can let go. And as you begin to let go, that's the separation of the feelings. That means the trauma bonds aren't as prevalent. And you put back-to-back days together in emotional sobriety. Then weight release becomes more organic. Lead generation becomes more organic. People begin to show up differently. I coached a woman 2 weeks ago who said, I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent. I'm in the worst place I've ever been. I can't believe it. I said, a miracle is going to happen. She goes, what do you mean? I go, exactly what I meant. A miracle is about to happen. She goes, well, I don't understand. I go, I know you don't, because you keep fucking up the universe. I told her this. I said, if you will let go today, a miracle will happen. I coached her today. She said, I can't believe it. A miracle happened. Two friends of mine reached out to me and paid my rent. How'd you know that? I said, I know these things. These things happen to me all the time. If you would just let go, they will happen to you more frequently. A man asked me today, he asked me a question, and I told him the answer. He goes, how'd you know that? I said, I know this. He goes, well, nobody knows this. I go, I did. He goes, well, how'd you know it? Are you psychic? I go, no, I'm in tune. I said, you would know it too if you would let go of, so once you let go, once you're in the know, that's what Henry said, once you're in your know, you know. And when you're in the know, you'll have messages come to you, you'll download content, you'll start to understand what's going on in the world, you'll see what's behind the gas prices, you stop worrying about the wars that are going on and World War IV, and you don't get into all this overwhelmed data that isn't even relevant to creating results or living in a solution. I mean, I'm aware of what's going on in the world, but I don't focus on it. I mean, I've been down that rabbit hole since 1979. I started reading the Warren Commission way back when. And I went to the book depository in Dallas, Texas. I took a look at that whole situation. This is very interesting. I mean, I started reading that, The Lone Assassin, back in 79. I mean, I've studied it for years, but it doesn't make me any money right now. I focus on creating results, delivering value, creating great service, and being aware of what's going on in the world and adapting and adjusting however I can to best serve myself, my wife, and serve others. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. If you think I was on fire in this call, put the fire sign right there. If you are watching this content and you are not receiving my content frequently, go ahead and hit the like button, and that will bring you back into my news feed. If you're an existing client or a former client and would like to reconnect with me about rehiring me to be your coach or adding on to your existing coaching platform or products, feel free to reach out to me and I'll return your message immediately. I will commit to being on fire every fucking Tuesday and every night. I mean, I can commit to it. I can deliver, and make sure you can deliver. Tell yourself, I can deliver. And so that's your fire. That's your fire sign. Yes, Michael, thank you very much. I mean, I am sweating, and it's not because I'm hot, it's because I'm transmuting. See, that's the sweat of release. That's the vile energy that gets released when you're on fire. For those of you who've ever been to Breakthroughs to Success, there's a smell that goes on in the room because of all the releasing that goes on. It's amazing what happens when you get a room full of enlightened people who are in recovery, and they start releasing. They sweat in their temples just like this. And that's unequivocally what happens. So go ahead and stay here. I can deliver. All of you say this to yourself. I can deliver. You can put the word in there, the F word if you want, to make it more graphic. But just make sure that when you deliver, the universe delivers. That's the connection to it. So be saying this today. I can deliver. I can deliver. Then the follow-up to that is, I will not be denied. Now, when you cross that bridge, that's when they show up, because you've created a belief that is your belief. There's a biology in that belief. And I'll cover that in some of my future calls. You can read more about that in Bruce Lipton's classic book, The Biology Belief. And you can also read that in Braden's book, The Spontaneous Healing of Belief. Greg Braden, I read him frequently. I read him and Dr. David Hawkins frequently. So The Biology Belief, The Spontaneous Healing of Belief. Now, Carl said, I will not be denied. That's very good. Roger said, I will not be denied. Susan said, I'm saying the F word in my mind. Aaron's raising his value. Roger says it. Okay, Congratulations. Cassie says it. Congratulations, everyone. I'll be back here this evening at 9 p.m. Pacific. Have a great afternoon, everyone.